saw a stat the other day about all the penalties that we've discussed about in the secondary around the league,
yeah.
not just in your games,
yeah.
but around the league. Do you expect this feeling out process that the players have to have and that the referees have to continue to develop over the next three preseason games so that we come to an understanding as to where that stuff's going to be at the beginning of the regular season? Or do you just think they're going to be strict throughout the entire preseason and they're trying to prove a point to you guys?
I think they're most definitely trying to prove a point. You know, that's been a point of emphasis. They came out and talked to us early when training camp started to know that, let us know that they're going to be more vocal as far as calling these penalties on the defensive backs and also on the wide receivers as well for pushing off and everything like that. So I think they're going to be really aggressive these next couple of preseason games to iron out the kinks, and we'll see how it goes during the regular season.
To be fair, that's going to make the game very disjointed. They're throwing laundry as much as they're saying they could.
Yeah.
That's not good for anybody, right?
Yeah, it's going to slow the games down, you know, a lot, especially teams are throwing the ball 30, 40 times a game, you know, and the game's already slowing down now because of how much they're throwing the ball and getting away from the run, and that stops the clock and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting situation. It's going to be a lot more commercials. There's going to be a lot more money out there. But, I mean, we'll see how that goes.
How much have you thought about having to change your technique to deal with this?
You have to be more conscious and disciplined of it. I mean, I'm going to still continue playing my game. It's not going to be a big deal for me to adjust, but I'm just continuing to be aggressive and, you know, keep my eye out for the referee to see if that laundry's on the turf.
Does it hurt you more as a slot cornerback or more on the outside, kind of not being able to get your hands on a guy?
I don't know. I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, you have eyes on you at both positions, you know. I mean, they're going to be, like I said, it's a point of emphasis now. And it's supposed to go both ways as far as defense and offense is concerned, and it's something that we have to work through.
Well, I'm going to ask you about the Colts, since Luck can throw it, and they got some pretty good receivers.
Yeah.
How good a test is this to show you where you guys are?
It's going to be a great test for us. You know, we're striving to be the best secondary group out there, and the one of the best defenses to play the game this year, and so. It's going to be a great test. You know, they have a great ground game, and Andrew Luck, you know, is a phenomenal passer. And it's really going to test us to see if we're able to get our hands on it and minimize those penalties down the field.
I'm curious, when you and Antrell talk a lot about, and even DRC, about this maybe being the best secondary, even Prince has said that too, do you have to get a ton of turnovers to be considered the best secondary, or is it just a matter of shutting people's passing games down, not necessarily making turnovers, but just suffocating them?
Most definitely suffocating them. You know, I mean, it's a passing league, and if you can hold those guys under 200 yards a game and obviously get turnovers. I mean, we have a great group of guys back there that can obviously get the ball with Antrell and Stevie and Prince and DRC. You know, I mean, that pass rush is going to be pretty insane as well just because of the coverage on the back end. You know, I mean, I've been able to see a good D-line when I see him, you know, coming from Seattle and stuff like that, and how effective when the secondary can get our hands on the receivers and how it really frees those guys up to get those one-on-one matchups on the defensive line. So it's really going to be up to work together as one unit out there this year, and it's going to be a great time.